welcome to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. We have been printing gospel tracts since 1978. The prayers and support of God's people have enabled us to print and ship more than 5 billion gospel tracts to 200 countries and territories. Tracts are printed in 90 languages, including English and Spanish, and are offered free to anyone who requests them. The Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League are local church ministries of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Our pastor is William Burroughs. He's heard every Wednesday on this program. Jesus saved, Jesus
saved. Welcome into the Monday edition of the Fellowship Broadcast. It is a blessing to be along with you today. Hope you had a good weekend in the house of the Lord. And here we are in the final week of the month of March. And it really is almost impossible to think about that a quarter of this year has already gone by. And want to say thank you for standing with the Fellowship Tract League throughout the first part of this year and looking forward to what God has in store for us as we continue to get tracts into the hands of the laborers of the Lord, trying to get the gospel in the hearts of people. And we thank you so much for being a part of the Fellowship Tract League. And whether you pray for it or support it, thank you so much for all that you do. And you can find more information at the Fellowship Tract League website, fellowshiptractleague.org. That's fellowshiptractleague.org. Brother Bruce DeLange will be along with us in just a few minutes, thinking on these thoughts: God's people are divinely different. He'll be with us in just a few moments with that truth to help you through your Monday. But first, here's a letter from a life that has been changed by the power of a gospel tract.
This letter is to us from New York. It says, "Dear Fellowship Tract League, please be notified that we are the recipient of a parcel containing gospel tracts. We are so excited for your great kindness. To God be the glory. Our prayer for you is that the Almighty God will continually make provision for your wonderful work that you are doing. We know that many are saved because of your effort. It is not in vain, and your reward shall be plenty. Thank you once again from Pastor Graham in New York."
You're listening to the Fellowship Broadcast, heard daily at this time. All tracts are sent free as the Lord provides. To request an English or Spanish sample packet, or to make a tax-deductible donation, contact the Fellowship Tract League at 513-494-1075, or on the web at fellowshiptractleague.org, or write to us at P.O. Box 164, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. Thank you for giving to help us reach those who have never heard the gospel.
Brother Bruce DeLange is coming along on the broadcast. He and his wife are representatives of the Fellowship Tract League. And if you'd like him or another one of our representatives to stop by a meeting that you may have, represent the Tract League in your church, you can contact Brother DeLange by calling 513-444-3801. That's 513-444-3801.
Well, I'm looking at my notes here, and I have on the top of the page 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17, separation. God's word tells us right there in that scriptures that God's people ought to live different. We ought to look different, act different, talk different. And some things that we, by the grace of God, have given up as Christians, we don't do them things anymore. I don't drink anymore. I don't smoke anymore. I'm thankful for God's word that tells us in our King James Bible that it is God-breathed. Actually, it says in Psalm chapter number 12 and verse 7, "Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever." And it says, "Thou shalt keep them." God's word has been preserved by him. And so today, it's still in effect. We ought to live separately. We ought to live godly. And God's word tells us so plainly in Psalm chapter number 12 and verse 6, the very word of God that tells us that we ought to live differently after we're saved. And the King James Bible is our authority today, and there are so many perversions in other. That's what they are, perversions. And there's been over 100 versions of the Bible in English in the last 100 years. So listen, God preserved one, and we have it today in our King James Bible. And we have more than just a young woman to look at where Jesus was born. No, he was born of a virgin. We talk about that at Christmas time. Born from a virgin in a manger, not a young woman. And listen, that's a direct, I mean, against the word of God to call the Virgin Mary a young girl. So listen, today, the very word of God will not give up these things. Here on the broadcast, we'll keep talking about the King James Bible, the very word of God, the deity of Jesus Christ. In John chapter number 1, oh, how plain it is given to us there. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So that, listen, I'll just read a little bit further in John chapter 1. The same was in the beginning with God. What is that? That was Jesus. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was the life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And God's word tells us all through the book of St. John in chapter number 1 that Jesus left the splendors of heaven. And so in the beginning, it says there, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So that's enough right there. And it says in verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So that's Jesus Christ. Well, you say, well, where does it say Jesus Christ? Well, listen a little bit further. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So that is the Word, Jesus Christ, the Word. So today, we have the inerrant, infallible, inspired, preserved Word of God in our King James Bible. And we talk about the deity of Christ, yes. We talk about the King James Bible, deity of Christ. We talk about salvation. God's salvation was the Lord Jesus leaving the splendors of heaven. And God's word so plain in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Oh, the gift that God gave us, grace and faith and repentance, all gifts. And then that separation that God wants us to live. Oh, that God's people would get back to old-fashioned separation where ladies wore dresses. You know, you look at the old movies from 50 to 70 years ago, the ladies wore dresses. The men had on the breeches. And you say, that's old-fashioned. Yeah, that's old-fashioned, but that's what we are at the Fellowship Tract League, the Fellowship Baptist Church. We're old-fashioned, and we just believe that propriety is in the Word of God, and God's people ought to look right, act right, talk right. And that's because of a sovereign God in heaven. He knows everything about us, omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent everywhere at once. The supreme, ultimate power, the sovereignty of God. And we'll not give that up. We'll not give up what God has intended for us. Ye are my witnesses. Soul winning, we'll not give that up. Proverbs 11:30, he that winneth souls is wise. And then the Great Commission in Mark 16:15, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. And then if we was to look at 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 and verse 16, are you ready for this? 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 and verse 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. That was 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 through 18. The second coming is another thing we believe so strongly that the next event on God's calendar is the rapture of the church. Friend, are you ready today? Have you been born again? The Lord Jesus loves you so much that he sent Jesus to die on the cross for you. Bruce DeLange for the Fellowship Tract League. Thank you for listening. You have been listening to the Fellowship broadcast. Be sure to tune in again and invite someone to listen with you. This is Bruce DeLange signing off with this thought. I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the journey. Are you?